From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi from the Darling Downs Radio Club for Sunday the 26th of October, or whatever date it happens to be when you hear this broadcast. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club, with a heap of good news for this week. Firstly, congratulations to highly enthusiastic club member Brad, who last weekend upgraded himself from shortwave listener to foundation licensee. It might even be that by the time you hear this, Brad will be on air as VK4BLL. Could this be you or someone you know? If so, please tell us and let us help you. Right now, the club has three people in the pipeline to upgrade to advanced, and we're able to handle a few more. If you're interested, drop a line to education@ddrci.org.au. Our next member meeting is Monday the 10th of November at Regional Scouts HQ in Victory Street, Newtown, Toowoomba. EMR is the topic. That's electromagnetic radiation, the stuff that happens when charged particles are accelerated and put to some hopefully good use. Beyond the need to do something useful with the radiation comes the requirement to understand how to play safe. Too little EMR, and you won't be able to communicate with anyone. But when there's too much EMR, you might well have problems, ranging from annoyed neighbours to seriously dangerous health issues. We're being joined by John, VK4JBE, who will introduce an EMR safety site management book designed to help amateurs record all the information necessary to use the WIA and RSGB tools and ensure that you're complying with the requirements of your ACMA license. John has taken other clubs through this topic, and the feedback has been very strongly positive, rather like some of the EMR that he'll discuss. That's Monday the 10th of November from 1900 AEST and held in person at Victory Street and also by telepresence. All the detail is on the website. Go to the homepage, which is ddrci.org.au, and wait for the scroller to cycle around to the item for the meeting. And if you have questions, send a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au so we can get you answers. Coming up later in the year, we're looking at a fox hunt, a barbecue end-of-year lunch, and a meeting devoted to getting the best out of the ridiculously cheap Chinese handhelds that everyone seems to have these days. We'd love to know your thoughts on these ideas, and don't be afraid to tell us. secretary@ddrci.org.au. Oh, and there's still time to renew your club membership if you haven't done that yet, or to join. Just go to the homepage and click the big red button that says, "Join our club, click here." It can't be simpler than that. Until next week, thanks for tuning in, and all the best from the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband, every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Last weekend, on Saturday, October 18, the club hosted a major Jota Jotty event at the Denmark Hill Clubhouse. A total of 153 enthusiastic young people turned up across the day. Of this number, there were 40 guides, 80 joeys and cubs, and 33 scouts and venturers. The day ran from 9 a.m. through to 8 p.m, with joeys and guides present before 1 p.m. and scouts and venturers after 3 p.m. Various activities included orienteering using handhelds in the bush adjacent to the clubhouse, that's the Denmark Hill Conservation Park, electronic kit building, 20 computers for Jody chats, as well as Minecraft, and the obligatory contacts made on VHF via All-Star and HF. Contacts were made in Far North Queensland, Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, Sydney, Grampians in Victoria and Brisbane. Some overseas contacts were made with Netherlands, Manchester, UK and Germany. The 2025 Jota Jotty event was supported by 8 members from Ipswich and District Radio Club. Overall, it was a great day, only interrupted by a late storm, which did its very best to try and launch a gazebo in the direction of Toowoomba. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.